Joined now by two Knoxville baseball players, Nico Lacona and Hayden Hatch. And guys, thanks for joining us. And Nico, I'll start with you. Pitching-wise, this year, Nico, how much you think you've improved from 1 year to the next?
Quite a bit. I've just tried to do my best over offseason to get as better as I can, throw strikes, get ahead. It's just important not to walk people and not give up free bases. And as the years progressed, I feel like I've been able to find my groove more and be able to throw more strikes.
Thursday night, I believe, against Clark, I think you struck out the first six guys, or you got the first six out yourself. What was working for you, that whole game? Because you were spectacular that night.
They just really couldn't catch up to the fastball, and I realized that I just wanted to keep pumping it down because they weren't hitting it. And occasionally through the second time of the lineup, I was throwing more curveballs, and they still weren't hitting it. But throughout the night, I just was focusing on fastball and locating higher because they like to swing at the higher pitches, and that's what worked throughout the whole night.
Hayden, you've been behind the plate every single game this year. What's it like catching Nico, Luke, Bo, everybody on the pitching staff? And how different are each of them from each other?
So they're all really, really different, honestly. It's kind of hard to pinpoint a certain spot for all of them because they're all doing their job, trying their best, and hitting their spots. And they're making my job pretty easy, to be honest with you. And just having them throwing strikes is just spectacular for us.
What do you – did you give the signals in from the dugout, or how does that go?
So during the JV game, I'll give signs for the catcher for JV Black, and then my coach Ryan Leisure will give me the signs when I'm catching varsity.
What's that like signaling in for Bo when he's on, like he has been a couple of games this year?
You know, it's pretty easy for him because he can hit a spot now. He's been spectacular throughout the season, just doing everything he needs to do, what he's been told. And he's just a great player all around.
Let's go back to Friday night, that epic wins over Eddyville. What was that like, knowing that, we need to win two here to win at least a share of the conference?
Well, it was really surreal. I mean, we had one inning down going in, which kind of helped a bit with knowing, like, Bo has 110 in six innings to do what he needs to do. He wasn't on like he's been, but he still got the job done. He was still able to produce what we needed. He got the six innings down that we needed to. And as soon as we got the first one down, we knew that it was going to be a pretty good game. Luke's been consistent all year, throwing strikes and being able to produce outs, not walk a lot of guys, and be able to have good intent and mechanics down throughout the whole season. And we knew that was going to be the expectation coming in the game, and he threw a really good game. When they scored the two runs in that one inning, I just told him to keep going because we're going to need you at the end of the game, and we did. And it was really big. Just seeing Bo hit that home run, it was surreal. It was like, am I watching a movie or something? Like, just watching it go over the fence and everything, it was just wild. I just love playing baseball with these guys, and it's so fun winning and being able to have fun.
What's that like, seeing that and knowing, Hayden, that, you guys had to step up and, be probably your best? I mean, Eddyville's been a pretty good team the last couple of years.
So I think we just came to that game knowing what we had to do, and we said there's nothing, no other way around it. We face it head on, we play our best we can, and we just give it our all. And, I mean, we kept the attitudes up that game. Attitudes will go down sometimes, but us teammates help each other out with that. And it just, we were on it that night. We just helped each other out.
Now you got the sub-state one and done, so win and you get to go on in. Of course, it's your arch rival Pella. You got one from them during the regular season. What do you guys have to do to get it when it counts the most?
I feel like our main goal is to jump on Knox as early as we can, get in his head, fight through our at-bats, run up his pitch count, get him out as early as we can. If we get free bases, that'd be awesome. Get a couple runs, scratch a couple off across the board. Like even two or three runs would be great because we know Bo's going to go out there and he's going to do what he's always done the whole year. And whether they've seen him or not, it's still Bo, and he's still going to throw strikes. He's still going to be on. And our main focus is just to try and scratch off tough at bats and get in his head and play good defense and be able to get outs for Bo and produce a couple of runs throughout the whole game.
Hayden, what about you? There was a 2-1 victory against Pella last time. As you kind of see a low scoring, got to manufacture runs, this time around too?
So I just know that it's going to be a really tough game for us and really tough for them too because we're coming with all the stuff we have. And I think it'll be a really close game, low scoring in the end, honestly. But I really hope we can just get on the bats going right away and, you know, keep the airs low, you know, do what we do the best.
A lot of people are assuming, you know, 7th seed Knoxville doesn't really have much of a chance to advance, but you guys feel pretty good about your draw because, you know, not trying to look, make you look ahead, but, you know, if you play it right, you could be in the sub-state final if you, you know, keep it up here.
Yeah, we're assuming, like we kind of got lucky with the draw we got because our goal is to play Grinnell in the sub-state final game because they're good and they're gonna hit the ball. Like, they're just going to – I feel like they're going to run right through the bracket. But our goal is just to jump on Knox because he's got good stuff, and we know that if we – I feel like he's probably going to be one of the better pitchers we see the whole entire state run if we get there. But, I mean, I feel like the other side of the bracket is what Newton and Carlisle, yeah. So those are very winnable games. Newton, we could have won that game, but it's just how the game goes, you know. But we haven't seen Carlisle this year, but we know that they've always been a good ball club and they always will be. So they're going to do what they do best. But getting ahead of Pella and trying to win that game is going to be a huge one for us.
And Hayden, you know, as far as, you know, the rest of the team, you know, how confident are they going into this game knowing that, you know, they beat Pella once, now they got to do it when it counts the most to here?
I think they all know, and we just know we have to try our hardest. I mean, they're a good team, and we know we can beat them, but we also know if we mess around a little too much, they can come back on us because they're a good team. But overall, I think we're going to go in that game doing our best, and I think on the outcome we might win that game. Is what we're hoping for. But
Nico Lacona, Hayden Hatch, best luck to you Friday.
Thank you.